The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
The question is, what would life feel like? What would experience be without narrative? What would it be like to live just for a moment without story? Story kind of gets a bad rap in Buddhist circles. And I want to be careful not to reinforce that by saying that all of our well-being lies on the other side of story. But at the same time, if all we ever do is live within story, life is fatiguing. And a kind of the experience of being more simple with experience, more simple with what's arising, provides a kind of important counterpoint to the necessity of story. But what happens when we try to drop below story? Below the story of self-concern or anxious worry or lunch fantasies or whatever it may be. Sometimes what we don't notice is that we are letting go of the lunch story, but replacing it with the mindfulness story or the Buddhist story, the walking meditation story. And so the invitation is to explore what is it to be alive without story. And sometimes even trying to understand, sometimes even trying to be aware, to have insight, is a form of grasping. So there's a gesture of relinquishing the need to understand, to know who we are, to know what's happening, to be oriented, to know what's coming next. Just a place of simple exploration. And the fight with story is just more story. So I'm not trying to be like the Riddler, but simplicity. Okay, have a good morning.